Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Yeah, turn us up just a little bit, buddy. Or my headphones, something like that.
Yeah, there we go. Hey,
you got to remember you're dealing with some old people in here,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Speak for yourself.
Can you hear okay, Katrina?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, welcome to Friday. Thank God. It's the 3rd of June, 2022, 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion and community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Liam's at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Okay, National Day.
National Egg Day.
Oh, that is.
Do we want to segue really fast?
Is that national? Explode?
Oh my God!
Nope.
Egg Day.
Okay,
just
so
egg day.
Yes, we do have head of the week, but can we just do a quick segue?
Yeah, after okay, weather.
67 degrees downtown studio.
Brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You know what? A veteran-owned company who just gives great, great customer service. You know the. They are such good people there, and their kids are now stepping up. They give discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793.
That's increasing clouds with a high of 85, overnight lows of 61.
Okay, now you...
All right, well, listen, all right, quick. I know, segue quick. Pat Karsh calls me yesterday. I was out at the ranch with the horse, and I came back, and he goes, "Where are you?" I mean, I was like, you know, it was on the, thank God for the car phone, but I did have my phone on me through the... ranch. Anyway, so he says, "Where are you?" And I said, "Well, I'm on my way back into Reading." He goes, "Well, I need you to do something right now." He was so cool and calm. I had no idea. You know, you're driving along and you're, you know. And he goes, "The fire department's at your house. Evidently, you left your eggs on the stove. And
hard boiling.
And the police are there." And, of course, you know, really bad words came out of my mouth immediately and several times. And then he said, "But I didn't tell Carl." Well, he's on the air. Because all I could think about is my husband's going to creep. He's going to freak out. So, and not only that, like, is there a fire? So then Pat says, "I'll be there in a little bit." And then my neighbor, Michelle, across the street, thank you, kisses, hugs, came over.
I'm going to lift that restraining order.
Yeah, came over, and I said, and she's calling me, and so she's back, because she also has animals out there in Palo Cedro. So she just got back. She came in through the house, and she walked me through, like, "Can you tell me?" Because Carl's still on the air at this point.
Nobody has told me anything.
No. She walked me through about, you know, there's eggs everywhere. It smells. It's smoky. Well, they've got three fans. There's three firemen. There's a big fire engine out front.
There was not a fire. It was...
Smoke.
The smoke, which set off the fire alarms. Now, our alarm company called me like three times, too. But I don't have my phone in here.
No, we do have the thing is it could have been a fire, because when you think about it, we have gas. We have the flames that heat the pan.
Oh, okay.
So that could have been, I don't know.
So bottom line is, because we have to give Katrina, is the eggs exploded, the firemen... who Linda says were really cute.
They're really cute. I thought, okay, you guys.
Said this happens every day. They did. The thing that got me is that they had to bust in. Well, if somebody's going to bust in, have the fire department do it. Because the only thing they did was lift out.
Don't tell them that's a secret.
Well, I can't tell them how they did.
Yeah.
But they lifted out a deadbolt. Guile's lock and key were there yesterday afternoon. Put a new one in. But the bottom line is, there was no damage except to the except to the feelings of Linda.
Okay, well, thank you, Sam, and thank you, Trevor. And I've had a lot of birthday celebrations recently, and I really thought for just a minute that Pat was going to say that they were going to break out and do a striptease because they were that cute. I thought, okay, the men from down under are really here, you know, and let me tell you something, they were really professional. They were so good. I'm not talking about their dancing. I'm talking about how sweet they were and how wonderful. They didn't make me feel like a fool, because you could feel like a fool with that. He said it happens all the time. Cat of the Week is here. And we... He's getting calls now from shaking his head. Well, I hope that lifts your spirits because the outcome was really great. And I thank you to friends and neighbors and a community that was so cool about that. So Katrina's here speaking of community.
The smell of burnt,
even
exploded
humane.
Eggs.
Yes.
Has its own smell.
Yes.
And it
I
is,
can imagine.
It is still in the house.
Yeah.
It's probably on our clothes.
Thank you. We have a cool weekend so we can open all the windows and doors. So Pet of the Week is here. I mean, we have Katrina from Haven Humane who brings in every Friday morning a Pet of the Week. As loyal as you were down at the pancake breakfast, there you were with Pet of the Week. Who do we have today?
So today I brought with me a very sweet and tender girl. Her name is Athena.
Aww.
She's 3 years old. She's a pit mix. And at first glance, she does look like she's black and white, like mostly black with like a little white chest and white feet. But if you look a little closer at her, especially in the sunlight, she has more of like a bronzy brown color to
Brindle,
her.
Brindle, kind of a...
And it's really pretty.
Mm.
I love it. She's not a super big girl. She's only about like 50 to 60 pounds.
Right.
So definitely a really good medium-sized dog. And she is definitely a people dog. And what I mean by that is she just really loves the attention and company of people. Like, she just wants cuddles. She wants your attention all the time. She just wants to hang out with you.
Right, right. She looks like she's a little bit of a, maybe a little insecure at this point. But she will blossom when she finds her forever home.
Definitely. She's definitely a little bit shy with strangers, but once she knows you, she will, like, roll on her back. She wants belly rubs.
Hmm.
She's honestly a really sweet girl.
What are you laughing? Carl wants belly rubs right now. He's so tired.
Linda wanted one when I came home because all I could see was her face. She's looking at me.
Like,
and I went,
the wrath of Carl was going to come over me.
You know,
like,
what? They could have gone two ways. There was no damage. There was nobody hurt. That was the big thing. Nobody was hurt and all that.
And so, good old Pat Karch.
You know, and you know what? And I'm used to it because she does it all the time. They just haven't exploded. So how could I get angry at something like that?
Well, have you ever done that, Katrina?
Of course not. She's organized.
Have you ever burnt eggs?
I've burnt eggs, for sure.
Okay.
But not while you were hard-boiling them.
Not while I was gone from the house. But definitely while I was there.
Yeah, while you were there, you left the room.
Accidents happen.
Yeah. No, I've done it before at the house, once. But anyway, so let's talk about anything that's happening at Haven Humane right now. Yeah, you were not there, Carl. I was in the other room, and I heard a bang. And then I went in, and it was the same thing, but I was there.
What else is going on at Haven Humane?
Yeah.
So of course we have our Putt for Paws coming up July 8th. You can register for that on our website, havenhumane.org, and that is our charity golf tournament that we do every year. And then with Athena, so she is up for adoption right now, but something special about Athena is she's taking place in our Camp Love a Pet this summer.
Oh!
Yeah, so if you're not familiar with Camp Love a Pet, it's a summer day camp we put on for kids ages 10 to 15. They come for 2 weeks. They get to work with a dog on, like, socialization and different skills and whatnot. So it's a really great program. The kids get to learn animal handling, and the animals get to learn a lot of cool stuff.
So I have a question. If somebody adopts Athena today, and does that include the fact that she, even though people have adopted, they bring her back and she goes to Camp Love a Pet?
Yeah, so the way it works with camp is she is adoptable today. But she can't go home until camp graduation.
Oh, I like that.
Because we want her to go home with this whole arsenal of
knowledge. Love
so
it.
She can have a very smooth transition into her forever home.
Okay, now, likable, what doesn't appease you with that kind of information, with the fact that you're going to get a trained dog, and she is adorable. And Camp Love a Pet, all the dogs learn their commands. They have been, how long is that? 2 weeks?
It goes for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a great program. And so Athena is going to know even more cool stuff by the end of it. And she's already pretty well trained, so.
All right.
Athena. I just walked by and she gave me the look, so she got a belly rub.
Yeah. Oh.
She kind of looked at me and I reached over to pet her and she just rolled over, goes, okay, belly rub.
So she's in that little froggy with her little froggy legs out right now. That's so cute. Yeah. And what are we talking about? The fact is that she could be, if you lived in a small space, she's not that big of a dog. So she's, easily acceptable, I'm sure, and a lot of people will say less than 55.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I think she'd be great for a multi-person or single-person family, honestly.
Okay. All right.
Thank you so much.
Okay,
Katrina.
So head on down there. Is there any, and how much does it cost to take Athena home?
Her adoption fee is $75.
$75.
Plus she gets to go through the camp.
Oh, Camp Love a Pet, too. Yeah. So, you know, you can say, hey, I would like her to learn this trick. You go over to the refrigerator, open it up, grab the can of beer, and bring it back to me.
Why not?
All right, got to take a break. When we come back from the break, Stephanie Bridget is joining us. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Alaska Airlines. You can fly daily nonstop from Redding to Seattle with Alaska Airlines. And with one stop, get anywhere in the world. Enjoy a great weekend in the Pacific Northwest or fly to Seattle to take that Alaskan cruise. Book now at AlaskaAirlines.com/Redding. We'll be right back, 7:16 in the morning, here on the 3rd of June.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales, and for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me, that's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted.
Voters of Shasta County, I'm Jeanette Logue, and I'm here to endorse our county clerk, Kathy Darling Allen. With over 17 years of experience under her belt, Kathy has led our county through 9 general elections, primary and special elections. With integrity, she and her team have counted and certified over 1.5 million votes. She believes in our democracy, in the U.S. and California constitutions, with transparency and efficiency. Through her leadership, Kathy's office has been recognized for operating one of the most efficient county elections offices in the state. Join me in voting for Kathy Darling Allen for our county clerk.
And paid for by Shasta Vote, informing voters and electing qualified candidates. Supporting Bridget for district attorney, Johnson for sheriff, Darling Allen for clerk, Flores for superintendent, Browning and Resner for supervisor 2022. Committing major funding from Sierra Pacific Industries and Pascenta Band of Nomlaki Indians. Not authorized by a candidate or committee controlled by a candidate.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey Shasta County, this is Chris Kallstrom, your Shasta County District 5 Supervisor Candidate. In 2022, I hope we see some big changes, especially in our local politics. We've let career politicians and bureaucrats control our lives for far too long. I'm happy to say I am not a politician. I'm just a regular, red-blooded, hard-working, American-loving patriot who is tired of the same-o. I've worn the t-shirt for several years that says, for evil to triumph, good men must do nothing. It's time for change, and this particular good man is going to do something. I'm Chris Kallstrom, and I look forward to earning your vote in 2022. You can reach me at 530-744-4539 or go to chriskallstrom.com to learn more. I also have a Facebook page, which is Chris Kallstrom for Shasta County Board of Supervisors, District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kallstrom, Supervisor, District 5, 2022.
Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb is open now through September 5th in Reading at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures. Presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. This exhibition is included with paid park admission, free for Turtle Bay members. Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb, open now through September 5th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
California is headed in the wrong direction. Let's make sure we have representatives who fight for us. Assemblyman James Gallagher is that type of representative. When fires destroyed local homes and towns, James Gallagher forced Sacramento to act and got us the needed resources to rebuild. When the Oroville Dam failed, James Gallagher fought the bureaucrats to get the dam fixed and help those that were affected. James Gallagher has always been a fighter for us.
This is James Gallagher. Gavin Newsom and his liberal allies don't listen to us, don't understand our values, and don't care about our part of California. I took Newsom to court to stop his unconstitutional power grab, and I'm fighting the bad ideas, excessive taxes, and high gas prices that are harming our state. With your support, I'll keep fighting for you.
Paid for by James Gallagher for State Assembly, 2022.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot at 7:21 in the morning here on the 3rd of June. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Redding. This is where we buy our firearms. He has the firearms that we want. He has a great selection of firearms. He has all the accessories. He's got the ammunition. You're able to get CCW classes there, hunter safety classes there. This is one-stop shop, locally owned, locally operated. Veterans get discounts there. This is Bastiani Arms, a great place. Again, 2539 Larkspur, and he's open Tuesday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. We're here with Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget, and good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being flexible with me the other day when you showed up and I, you know, had other guests that has been coming on that same day for 8 years and I somehow forgot that. Since this is a political show as opposed, but it's difficult to separate them, you know, you're running for office, but you're also the incumbent, so there's things that fall on both of them. One of the things that keeps coming up is Brady violations. What is a Brady violation?
So a Brady violation, that comes from the Supreme Court case of Brady versus Maryland. It basically stands for the rule that the prosecution must turn over evidence that is favorable to the defense, irrespective of the good or bad faith of the prosecution. And Brady violations can come in a lot of different forms. It can come the extreme situation when a prosecutor purposely withholds information that would exonerate a defendant in order to try to win a case. That is like the ultimate extreme situation, which my opponent on the other side is trying to paint my office as have done. We have done none of that. There's been zero findings of on that level. It also comes in situations of information that may be favorable to the defense that was not documented in a police report or only comes to light during the middle of a trial. So a lot of it can be a situation where, you know, an officer's talked to lots of different witnesses. And they're writing reports, they're summarizing what information is, and that's exactly what it is. It's a summary of what's occurring in the case. And we request all the reports, all the pictures, all of that. Sometimes we don't get all of that, and sometimes something wasn't documented in a report, not because even law enforcement is trying to hide something. That's just kind of what happens. And during trial, we find out, you know, hey, maybe there's this other report that never made it into the system, or there was a person standing there that was chipping in and giving information, but it wasn't written down, or, you know, anything like that, or the defense is going down this route of asking questions that no one could have ever thought about, but there was some information that the officer or witness knew about that, and that stuff comes to light in the middle of the trial. That's also a Brady violation, and that is no willfulness on anyone's side. And the law even goes a little bit further and says, even if it's our partners, our law enforcement, who maybe didn't write a report or didn't put a few statements or facts in the report, not because they were trying to hide anything, they're just doing a summary of a report. We as prosecutors are charged with the knowledge that we know about it, even though we have no actual knowledge of it. We hold the final card. So it's an interesting dynamic for that. But I mean, you understand it, because ultimately it's the defendant who needs to have all information, and there has to be some type of a remedy. So if there's a finding of a Brady violation from the extreme of we're just hiding evidence, which has not happened, there's been absolutely zero findings of anything like that, or a report that just didn't make it over, or, you know, one of the many situations that I've talked about, the court will say, okay, yes, that does violate Brady versus Maryland. What should the remedy be? Maybe we'll exclude that evidence, or we'll exclude that witness, or case will get dismissed. There's all kinds of remedies. This is something that is in the process of trials, and we get about 10,000 cases per year. Mm. And so over the last 5 years, we've had, what, close to 50,000 cases mm-hmm. that have come through the office that we're involved in. And they being my opponent, is saying, well, we've found these potential 10 cases where there was some type of a ruling of a Brady violation. And they're trying to make it look like it's the willful violations, we're suppressing evidence, which is not the case. But it is, there are situations where, hey, maybe a report didn't make it over. Judge thought that rose to this level of a violation under that law, so they're going to exclude that witness or whatever it may be.
How does the judge find out about it?
Well, it comes out. We'll have a witness on the stand who is being asked questions, and now they're saying, oh, yeah, and you know what? There was another, I was talking to John Smith, but Mary was standing there too, and she actually said that happened that way also, and she also chipped in and said that. And then people start going, well, wait a minute, that was never in any report. Or it's a civilian who's saying that, mm-hmm. who says, well, I think I told law enforcement about it, but law enforcement's like, well, I don't have any recollection of that. But so it's something new that comes up in the middle of trial that nobody knew about.
And so then in this case, because I saw it in a paper, and I, you know, it was a while ago, what was that? What level was that?
Wasn't there one
that said there was a violation by the DA's office because of the Brady, you know, a Brady violation that I thought I saw in the paper. I don't know.
Are you like talking about a specific case?
Yeah,
because that's the thing, is they're not talking specific cases.
Okay.
And even when they've had been on the many podcasts and things that they do, saying, oh yeah, well no, we agree it's not really 10, and we agree that there's nothing willful, but yet they put out commercials and other things to make it look like there's willful violations.
So how many DA offices would you say get Brady violations?
I would venture to say that happens up and down the state and across the country. I mean, it's like I said, it goes in many forms.
Yeah.
Now, the ultimate, like a prosecutor says, looking at a piece of evidence and saying, ooh, that shows the defendant is not guilty, I'm just going to hide that because I want to win this case at all costs. That, extremely rare, extremely rare. I know of no situation where that's ever happened in Shasta County.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that's extremely rare. I wouldn't say that it never happens. In every profession, there's people who are corrupt, so I can't speak for every district attorney office in the United States, but certainly it's never happened in our office, and that's that extreme situation. But the other situation, I mean, we get 10,000 cases per year for 27 prosecutors. That is a lot of police reports and a lot of moving parts.
We got to take a break. When you get 10,000 cases a year, obviously how many of them make it to trial?
Sure.
Let's talk a little bit about that. Okay, this portion of the show.
BNT Satellite.
I could say it's brought to you by Scott and what's his name? Kevin and Joe?
Oh.
Who are your firefighters?
Oh, Sam and Trevor. There was a third guy. I didn't get his name.
No.
But they were so professional. Anyway, BNT Satellite.
Reading's Dish Premier local retailer. Providing our area with the best value, service, and technology and TV for over 30 years. I can tell you that Doug Tooley knows what he's talking about. This guy is a local guy. It's a better-known business. Don't call the 800 number. Call BNT Satellite, 530-241-3474. He's got deals 800 number will never give you. Plus, he's there to help you if anything happens. We use Dish. We use Doug Tooley. And we have for years because he's the real deal when it comes to customer service and getting the job done. BNT Satellite, 241-3474. We'll be right back.
The pandemic has taken a toll on our country.
The Dow plunging hundreds of points, its worst showing of the year.
A shaky economy, financial strain, all made worse by politicians trying to take advantage.
California, New York, a lot of the blue states where businesses are really struggling to find people. And so what can they do?
Homelessness, rising crime, constitutional rights infringed upon by shutting down schools, churches, and small businesses.
There's a lot going on in the economy. There's a lot of uncertainty at the kitchen table.
Now is the time to stand up for community. Now is the time to move people forward.
I'm Kevin Cry. I'm not a politician. I'm a lifelong Shasta resident, and I don't recognize what our community has become. I'm running to lead with backbone. I'll prioritize public safety and make our community more affordable.
Our local leaders have let us down. We can do better.
Let's bring the North State back.
Paid for by committee to elect Kevin Cry, Shasta County Supervisor, District 1.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 15th Annual Taste of Reading 2022. Sunday, June 12th from noon until 4 at Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews. Plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.com. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to the Billies, the Stonehearts, Hook, Refugia, and Mark McAbee and Jason Schroeder of Clear Cuts. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. Reading West Rotary would like to especially thank O2 Employment Services and Sun Oaks Health Club for their underwriting sponsorship to their local breweries for this year's Taste of Reading. There will be fun for the entire family, so come on down to the 15th Annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 12th at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets online at tasteofreading.com.
Hello, Shasta County. My name is Chris Kellstrom, and I'm running for District 5 Supervisor. I am not a career politician, nor do I ever want to be. In fact, when I'm elected, I will immediately push for term limits for the Shasta County Board, the current board, as well as future boards. County politics should not be a career move. Overseeing a safe, frugal, friendly, and efficient county government should be seen as a civic duty, not a decades-long employment strategy. A vote for Chris Kellstrom is a vote for term limits and a more efficient, friendly county government. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, Shasta County Supervisor, District 5. Hey, Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here, your District 5 candidate. Money is important in today's elections, and I'm happy to report that I have raised more money than any other candidate in Shasta County, and all without a single maximum amount contribution. I've been supported by a grassroots We the People group of friends and family, and I thank each and every one of them. We the People is exactly who I will answer to. Please remember Chris Kellstrom when it's time to vote this June. I will represent the people, not big donors and special interest groups. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
The popular Big Daddy Burger is back at Black Bear Diner. This massive burger sports two 10-ounce patties and a 6-inch sesame seed bun. Add two onion rings, a fried egg, bacon, cheese, pickles, lettuce, tomato, mayo, and dressing. And, well, you've got a burger challenge. This month, only at Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this summer. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our summer sessions offer flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings. Plan a cool summer of hot classes by enrolling at Shasta College today. Summer session classes begin June 13th. Achieve more, earn more at shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Today, the 3rd of June, Friday, 7:36 in the morning and 62 degrees out there.
It's Cindy's birthday today.
Okay.
Sister-in-law.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. You're just going to keep doing this, aren't you, until I just eat the microphone.
Mm.
Okay.
You have choices.
My choice is to have you talk about Cornerstone.
All right. We're excited to announce that the new, of course, the East Cypress branch will be relocating to Hartnell. And that's an older thing, but we do have great community-level dedicated team of professionals at Cornerstone Community Bank. They really have been wonderful to us, and so we always tell everybody, head on over to Cornerstone Community
Bank.
Locally
owned, locally operated, local board of directors, Cornerstone Community Bank. Okay, we're here with Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County District Attorney, and there's these questions that we keep getting things in the mail Facebook and all these. How many cases do you all have a year, would you say? A year.
So that are referred to our office every year is close to 10,000. Some years it's 9,500. Some years it's been 11,000. But okay. So that's coming in from all of our local and federal and state agencies.
Now, that's 10,000 new ones?
Brand new cases.
A year.
Correct.
Not counting the ones that were on there before.
That is correct, because not every case that is filed in a given year is resolved in that year.
Okay, so 10,000 new cases a year.
Right.
How many go to trial?
Well, let me explain, Okay. Flush that out a little bit on those cases. So we get that many cases, and obviously we have the rollover from the other side, from the previous years. When we get those cases, we need to evaluate each and every one to decide, can we prove that case beyond a reasonable doubt? And in that process, that 10,000 goes down. Like in 2021, we filed a little over 7,000 of those cases. The other 3,000 go on to different tracks. There's a large proportion of those that we are sending back to the agency and saying, you know what, you didn't interview this witness, or you didn't get this piece of evidence, or you haven't quite made the elements. Can you go back? Because we need them to make sure we have the case what we need it to be. So we're going to, you know, send 1,000 or more of those cases back for further investigation to make sure that we know that this person is guilty and we have the evidence to prove it. some of those cases, especially last year when we had COVID shutdowns, when we couldn't even file stuff with the courts, and it got our new case management system. Cases from it, just because we received 10,000 in that year doesn't mean we filed them all that year. Especially the ones we get in November and December. A lot of times those are going to be filed in January and February.
Mm-hmm.
So those 10,000, we're going to ultimately end up filing a little over 7,000 of them. The other go down those other paths. And then there are some cases we simply can't prove. And then when it gets into the courtroom, the cases can go variety of ways. You can enter a plea because both sides have been able to talk together. They've been able to work through the case and come up with a fair and just resolution in that case so that the offender can enter a plea bargain. The vast majority of cases are going to go through that process.
95%?
Yeah.
Or more?
More. 99% of the cases.
Oh, okay.
And that's not just here in Shasta County. That's statewide. That's nationwide. That is the process. We simply don't have enough judges in courtrooms to do 10,000 or even 7,000 jury trials per year.
Or jurors.
Absolutely.
I mean, so I would like to remind everyone to realize that Stephanie is the sitting district attorney. And it is the job of an opponent to find some minutiae, some a number, or whatever you want to call that, and blow it up and twist it just like you would in trial.
The opponent has any right.
Yes.
To say what they believe.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be minutiae.
Yes.
It doesn't have to, you know.
Well, I'm not undermining that this person or this group or this campaign thinks that that is something that's extremely valid. But I have a heart for anybody who's sitting in office and campaigning and trying to do a job and trying to do all these things. So I just want to say that I respect and admire you for continuing on and trying to do your job at the same time. And be a mom. Mm-hmm. It's a multifaceted world that we live in, and people are throwing bombs everywhere.
I thoroughly admire the fact that people run for office.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what this is good for?
I
agree. People, yeah. Having these contested elections
is a good thing. We need these.
I would welcome an opponent who wants to actually talk about the issues.
Right.
And about ideas and about programs and do that in an honest and ethical and based on actual facts and actual things, and someone who has experience that and just maybe just doesn't agree with the things that I've done. I welcome that every single election, but the way elections have turned now, not only nation, but now we're seeing it so local that they're so just like nasty. Truth doesn't matter.
Have you
and
had
it's frustrating.
A chance to debate your opponent?
We've been at candidate nights, yes.
All right.
We've had, I think, three or four different candidate nights that we've been able to show up at the same location and ask questions. So that's,
right.
You know, that's part. That's
be what wonderful we've been if we had that right here on KCNR. We'd love to be able, you know, as we come down to the wire here.
Yeah. I wouldn't say we've ever actually been able to have that traditional debate where one person asks a question, the other gets to answer.
I don't know why that is. I don't know why that is.
And
because
you get to respond to your opponent.
All these forms.
Yeah.
Well, it's frankly, it's too late now.
Both sides should get to respond to each other and then go on.
And I'm thinking that when the city council starts, I think we're going to offer people a chance to do that.
Yeah.
Debates here, because we can take five people in here. So if you've got four people running, we can put them all in here. We'll ask the questions that our listeners will ask us.
Yeah.
Fill up the chat room, send us emails. We'll ask those questions, and then you all can go head-to-head and say things like, I don't believe you have the experience. Well, I believe that you're not running your office correctly. Here's what I like about contested elections. I'm sorry. No matter who the incumbent is, it makes the incumbent come out up from behind their desk. And I'm not talking you. It's any desk, right? Makes them come out and have to get in front of the voters and explain to say, this is why I did this, this is why I did this, this is what happened, this is the things I've done, and let it be like that. Yes, and I agree, too. The things I've seen in local elections, we all see each other at Safeway, the next day. Oh, hi, how are you? Oh, yeah, great, blah, blah, We see each other. We got to remember it's our neighbors. This is why we don't endorse people, because we admire anybody that runs.
Sure.
We just don't endorse because we think it's such a great thing. Now we got to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, where Linda's going down.
Oh, absolutely. We did have a freeway chip the other day just driving along 44.
Uh-huh. And Jeff's been doing this for well over 20 years. It's a veteran-owned business. He knows what he's doing. He fixed a 10-inch crack in my windshield. It's going on 15 years now, and you still can't see it. That's the kind of work he does. So don't fool around with your family safety. Come in for a free inspection and analysis at 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. We'll be right back.
Hey Shasta County, this is Chris Kellstrom, your Shasta County District 5 Supervisor Candidate. In 2022, I hope we see some big changes, especially in our local politics. We've let career politicians and bureaucrats control our lives for far too long. I'm happy to say I am not a politician. I'm just a regular, red-blooded, hard-working, American-loving patriot who is tired of the same-o, I've worn the t-shirt for several years that says, "For evil to triumph, good men must do nothing." It's time for change, and this particular good man is going to do something. I'm Chris Kellstrom, and I look forward to earning your vote in 2022. You can reach me at 530-744-4539 or go to chriskellstrom.com to learn more. I also have a Facebook page, which is Chris Kellstrom for Shasta County Board of Supervisors, District 5.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Chris Kellstrom, Supervisor, District 5, 2022.
Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. From rock and roll classics to soul to today's pop charts.
Amarillo, I'll be there.
Tickets just $18 plus fees. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club, WindRiver.com, or through our Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. All Wind River safety protocols must be followed.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win. when our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Good morning and welcome back to the morning show here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio, never a dull moment here on Friday morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friend Mike Huber from Estate Granite, a veteran-owned business, a man who has style and taste, who can do anything in stone or tile and create something to your dreams. He did, in fact, he's done our kitchen. He did the table here in the KCNR studios, especially made that and designed it.
Enjoy the
and
store.
Absolutely. 241 Stone. Give him a call.
Okay, we're here with Stephanie Bridget, and let's go to the phones. Dolores, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. I have a comment here or a statement.
I'm looking for Dolores, do you have questions for Stephanie?
I'll make it like a question.
Okay.
Because if that's what you're asking.
Well, yeah.
I want to know why did your office violated the Brady Law with me? For almost six months, you postponed from even turning any documents over to the public defender 1 week prior to my hearing. Why did your office do that? You're saying you don't do that, but yet you did it.
Okay. Thanks, Dolores. Why did you withhold documents from Dolores Lucero's attorney?
She misunderstands Brady. Brady is not something that happens 6 months before trial. This is something we're talking about in trial. Obviously, there are different discovery rights on when stuff is supposed to be handed over, and I have no information that says we violated those rights of hers. That certainly isn't one that's been brought up in throughout any of this election process. So I, from the knowledge I have right now, would say that is not anything that I'm aware of actually happened, but she's certainly misstating what Brady is.
Okay. Let's go to the trials. You've got 10,000 cases a year. 1% gets to trial, and your opponent has said that the conviction rate in felonies has dropped.
Did that stop? My headphones
sometimes.
Went.
No, you're okay.
My headphones went blank.
Sometimes we get static electricity in there, and when his hand passes over like a magician, it stops.
Oh,
but he's back on.
Gotcha. No, so, I've looked at the many different, moving targets that my opponent has said as far as conviction rates. I mean, it's gone from 17% to 20 to 45 to, I don't even know what number they're landing on. And that's because statistics are something that you can, say what you want to say by picking what metrics you want to pick and picking what cases you want to pick. And that's the thing that's so frustrating. because if you look at, every case that we do, all cases that we try in any year or plea, we have a very, very successful office with a very high conviction rate, if that is the measure of the success of an office. When you get to jury trials, like I said, we're less than 1% of cases, and that is a case where neither side can come to a meeting of the minds of what should happen in the case, that there is a triable issue. Both sides have positions that are contrary to each other. So we have to go to our community, to our community members, and both sides exercise their constitutional right to a trial, and we let the community decide and the jury decide, and we respect that verdict no matter what that verdict is. Trials, not just here, but statewide, nationwide, they have a lower conviction rate than plea bargains and overall. That's the nature of the case. You're trying to get 12 people to decide what attorneys can.
I think everybody understands bargains is going to be the guy saying I'm guilty. And then to what level is he or she being punished.
Right.
And jury trials, of course, is by 12 people, days, months, whatever. So, but the conviction rates on those is what he's talking about. Has dropped.
Well, his numbers.
And you're saying that's based on, that could be based on one specific thing as opposed to the overall picture, or not.
Well, what I'm saying is that yes, conviction rates when you look at trials are lower than the overall because of the dynamics of a trial. We are not at this 40%, 20% that they are claiming.
Okay.
The last couple years with COVID and doing COVID trials with masks on, and it's been crazy. Our conviction rate has been in the 60%. When you look at the nationwide, the average conviction rate is right around 70%. So it's been a little bit lower over the last 2 years with COVID, but it's still significantly, like I said, it's the cases that we can't make a meeting of the minds. And here's the thing is that as district attorney, could have a 100% conviction rate if I wanted, because I would just take the case, the slam dunk cases to trial that have no issues. They're recorded because I want to put up a statistic that says 100%. That is not ethical at all. That's something I would never do, and it's something that no prosecutor that I know of up and down the state of California, because I am in association with the other elected DAs, feel that way. We should not have our sole focus be a number. Our sole focus is each case, one case at a time. It's individual facts. It's individual people that are involved, and what is justice in that case? Sometimes justice is a conviction on the highest charge with a maximum sentence. Sometimes it's on one of the other charges, one of the lower charges, based on all the evidence that came out. But that's justice in that case. Sometimes justice is the case gets dismissed because new evidence has come to light. That is the way you run an office that is ethical. You don't, if you have as your sole benchmark to try to get that conviction rate number as high as you possibly can, you are cherry picking the best cases and being unethical. And I'm never, ever going to have anyone in my office have that be their focus.
Okay. Mark, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys this morning?
Hey.
Good morning.
It's Friday, Mark.
Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I do. We all know that politics is a lot about perception. And I was going to ask Stephanie if she's worried about the perception of the funding that's boiled up in their, who's funding her campaign, you know, the Shasta Forward with Aaron Reznor and that land deal that got overturned by the government that was sold to the family that owns as part of Sierra Pacific. And now that Sierra Pacific is funding all those campaigns, it just looks bad, and it's a bad perception. I was just wondering if you're concerned about that.
Hey, Mark, that's a good question, really. Not that you don't ask good questions, but that is
that's
a good
question. Yeah.
Thanks, Mark.
Yeah,
you know what? A lot of people are talking about just what Mark said.
Yeah, I think that perception on who's funding who is an important thing because
they're hammering the other side because of Anselmo.
Yeah, and what it sounded like Mark was talking about is the Shasta vote side. side that has been funded by, in a large part, money from Sierra Pacific. Now, that is a political action committee that doesn't work with my campaign. We don't work with them. They're doing their own stuff on their own side. Yes, they have picked their candidates that they support, myself being one, and Aaron Reznor and Mike Johnson and all of them. So they have picked their candidates and throwing their money into that. So there is that perception that is there. But it doesn't take away from me and my mind in knowing my qualifications and my position.
And I've done a lot of
my own fundraising, and I am so happy. It's interesting. I've talked to my committee many times about when I get a $50 donation through my online account or 25, and I said those just like brighten my heart and make me happy, because that's the people in our committee, in our community, saying I support you. Here's $50. Here's $100, and I have so many of those.
So the bottom line on this is a political action committee that chose to advertise for me. I didn't ask them to. At what Mark is saying about perception, especially everything that's been breaking in the last week, makes people think. You're saying is that okay? But both sides are being slammed on who's bankrolling them.
I can say I've been paying for my commercials. I know Shasta Vote is doing commercials now, but I've been paying for my commercials. I've been paying for my mailers. I have raised a significant amount of money. When you look at, say, my opponent, who hasn't raised a lot of money, and his commercials are. I mean, we have watched and have pictures of him working with Liberty Committee to film his commercials.
Yeah.
So he's directly working with the Political Action Committee, and it's very frustrating.
Okay. We got to take a break for the news, and we got Stephanie for another 15 minutes, and then Congressman LaMalfa.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
White House. He accused Republicans in Congress of moving slow on the matter and said there was no good reason for private citizens to own some weapons. Florida State Representative Randy Fine tweeted, "I have news for the embarrassment that claims to be our president. Try to take our guns and you'll learn why the Second Amendment was written in the first place."
And that's correspondent Bernie Venice. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy!
A former Mexican state governor accused of embezzling public funds, extradited from the U.S., Cesar Duarte was the governor of Chihuahua State until 2016 before he fled to Miami. The BBC's Leonardo Rusham reports.
Mr. Duarte fled Mexico and prosecutors produced evidence of widespread corruption in his administration. He was known for his lavish lifestyle and extravagant parties during his time in office. Prosecutors say that he used an official helicopter to fly friends and family to his private ranch. The former governor was also accused of stealing hundreds of cattle bought with state funds to help small-scale ranchers after the northern Mexican region was hit by drought. About 500 cattle that were found in Mr. Duarte's 20 farms were seized by the authorities.
A massive fire has engulfed a business center in western Moscow. Authorities say that several people could be trapped. News and analysis, townhall.com. It's a nice boost for employment in Michigan, Missouri, and Ohio. 6,200 Ford factory jobs on the way.
The company says it will invest $3.7 billion in the three states. A factory near Cleveland will be expanded so it can build a new electric commercial vehicle with 800 new jobs. A plant in Claycomo, Missouri, near Kansas City, that makes big electric and combustion engine vans will get a third shift of 1,100 workers. And in Michigan, the company will add 2,000 jobs at three assembly plants as well as another 1,200 at other facilities. John Scott reporting.
A Russian cargo spacecraft docking at the International Space Station, delivering almost 3 tons of supplies to the crew. Watching Wall Street, the Dow down 321 points, the NASDAQ off 290 points, and the S&P is down 58. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 605-4567-805 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Linda's got the weather.
And if you're looking outside, increasing clouds with a high of 85 today. Showers likely tonight. Wasn't that beautiful last night with the rainbow right downtown? 61 tonight. Tomorrow calls for 60% chance of showers with a high of 76 overnight, lows of 60 Sunday. Showers then, well, there you go again. From about 90 to 50% is what they're calling for with a high of 76 overnight, lows of 59. And Monday, 85, sunny, and Tuesday, 94. So there we go with those. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated with senior and veteran discounts. Now, let's
you can reach them at.
We got to go to the phone right now.
365-3793.
We have a very special segment we do every Friday morning with Susan Eastman, who's the Verse Vice President of Investments at Stifel. Stifel, good morning, Susan. What's happening in the market?
Good morning, everyone. Well, the stocks are in the red today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 337 points at 32,912. The S&P 500 is off 69 points, 4,107, and the NASDAQ losing 266 points at 12,050. Active stocks on the NASDAQ, NVIDIA down $8 a share at $188.20. Apple off $5.64, trading at $145.56. Snap down 39 cents at $14.50 per share. For local stocks of interest, UPS up 60 cents, trading at $184.66. FedEx down 86 cents, trading at $220.65 per share. And Home Depot off 87 cents at $305.02. Over in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced yield 2.955%, almost 3% there. Commodities are lower. Gold is down $11 an ounce at $1,861. Silver up 30 cents at $22 per ounce. And crude oil up $1.49 at that $118 barrel level. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President, Investments, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Are you ready for the weekend, Susan?
Thank you, Susan.
I'm ready. I'm ready for a long nap.
A long nap.
Yeah. But every day is a new story around here.
Okay.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
That's Susan Eastman, First Vice President of Stifel Investments. It's located on Park Marina Drive. You can give her a call at 530-244-7199. Our guest today is
Stephanie Bridget.
Shasta County DA, Stephanie Bridget. Okay. We got like, 10 minutes left. Not even that. Well, and 10 minutes left. So so this is your, this is your 8 minutes. Because it's 8 minutes.
Yeah, so one thing I wanted to talk about, and I don't want to forget, so let's go ahead and do this, is that June is Elder Abuse Prevention Awareness Month. And that is a very, very important month because there are so many elders in our community that are dependent on their caregivers. They're dependent on a lot of people. And a lot of times that abuse and neglect, emotional, physical, financial, and all that goes unseen. So we need to take the month of June to raise awareness to that. My office has participated in that every year for a very long time. And one of the things that I started doing when I became district attorney is to get even more involved in awareness campaigns in general, and specifically in elder abuse. So for the last several years, we've been doing a food drive. So we are collecting non-perishable items at my office and various other locations. So this is a call out for people in the community to come in and and to drop off those donations. We'd be happy to have them. We bag that up, and then in each bag we make sure that for seniors who are food insecure, they might not always know where their next meal is coming. We make sure that food gets to them. And then we also put in that bag of food information, like how to get in contact with APS, how to get in contact with our office, just the different resources that a senior might need to make sure that they have that on hand with the food. So please, let's watch out for our seniors and make sure that we really have them in our mind, and we're aware that they're not always treated well, and get involved. And we'd love to have your non-perishable items. You can drop those off at my office.
Okay.
Okay. Do your time.
So
your opponent's coming on Monday morning,
yeah.
And just like this.
Yeah, another thing that I haven't talked about a lot, because I've been trying when I'm on the radio to let people know of the different things that I have done in my time as district attorney. And one of the things that is, we've seen so much of the eroding of rights and watering down of rights of victims that have happened for such a long time now, with all the new laws that are being passed that are really just giving so many more rights to criminals, allowing them for early release and all of that, which a lot of that has violated victims' rights. So one of the things that I did over the last 3 years is I advocated for and fought for and was able to successfully add additional victim witness advocates to our office to make sure that we have more resources in this time when victims aren't getting as many of the rights that they had before, that we have the people that can be reaching out to them and to the helping them and making sure that here in Shasta County, we are doing everything we can to protect their rights. So that's three additional staff. One of them that I think is important for people to know about specifically is the fact that we have a mass victimization advocate. So this person is working to make sure that Shasta County is ready and working with our other North State counties to be ready if we have some type of a mass victimization situation. You know, if we have, you know, God forbid we have, you know, a school shooting or something like that that we are seeing, unfortunately happening across the country, that we are ready. We have the resources. We have what we need to get into action. We're training with other agencies, holding trainings in the office to make sure that we have a plan, that we're involved and we're not just waiting until something happens and then say, okay, now we got to start talking about this. So that is one of the advocates that I made sure to bring on board.
I'd love to see the county, the city get together, every law enforcement agency, and actually come up with a plan to harden our schools and make our kids safe. What do we need? Do we need a Uvalde right here? No.
Well, I can tell you that.
And we've got money, and we should do it.
Myself and investigator in my office, as well as another prosecutor, are part of the Safer School initiatives here in Shasta County, and we have been meeting. We've been having meetings on how can we get make our schools safer. Meeting like the school resource officers in town, they're involved in those meetings as well as principals and school administrators and personnel from Shasta County Office of Education. We've had in-person meetings. We've had meetings on Zoom. We do emailing. We do a lot of stuff of putting together what a safer school plan looks like for Shasta County, especially because we have so many schools that are very rural and they're far out, and we got to make sure that they have those plans too, and that we can keep all schools safe. And so that those conversations and that work and that effort and that boots on the ground is working here in Shasta County. It's very near and dear to my heart, and that's why I'm personally involved in that.
Well, this is going to be an entire show, but I'm sure there has been some things done. But we are, in my opinion, woefully inadequate when we get out to the rural schools. And I don't know why. We got the money and we've got the will. Why isn't it happening? But yeah, that's a rhetorical question because, but it's something we're going to go into here in the next week or so. How do people get a hold of Stephanie Bridget?
Yeah, well, you can, I've got a Facebook page that you can go to, but I also have website, Stephanie for District Attorney. So you can just Google Stephanie Bridget for District Attorney 2022, and my Facebook page would come up as well as my web page. There is a place on there where you can send emails, where you can contact us, information about me and my office. So yeah, I'd be happy to have anyone reach out to me. I mean, we're very close. The election is next Tuesday.
Sure is.
It's a very important one. And, you know, I'm a big advocate for people to vote. And obviously, I would be honored to have your vote for me as district attorney, and I believe that I am by far the most qualified and most person who has done the most and has the most experience to continue to protect our community. But more than that, I just think it's important for people to vote and to educate yourself. You know, don't just 100% listen to what I say or what my opponent says or a commercial that you hear. Do your own research. Get out there, read websites, both sides' websites. Look at a post. Do your own independent research about a person's history, about their past, and make that decision for yourself. Don't just, you know, willy-nilly do it because you heard some commercial that you think is true.
Just don't listen to Linda and I. Do your own work or listen to me. Okay. We got to run.
It's very important.
Thank you very much for joining us. And to answer everybody's questions, Eric Jensen will be on Monday at 7 a.m. for the same length of time. Anyway, okay, we're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Linda's happy that I found it 15 years ago.
Yeah, absolutely. They made our wedding rings. They're good folks there.
They're good folks there. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Hello, Shasta County. My name is Chris Kellstrom, and I'm running for District 5 Supervisor. I am not a career politician, nor do I ever want to be. In fact, when I'm elected, I will immediately push for term limits for the Shasta County Board, the current board, as well as future boards. County politics should not be a career move. Overseeing a safe, frugal, friendly, and efficient county government should be seen as a civic duty, not a decades-long employment strategy. A vote for Chris Kellstrom is a vote for term limits and a more efficient, friendly county government. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, Shasta County Supervisor, District 5. Hey Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here, your District 5 candidate. Money is important in today's elections, and I'm happy to report that I have raised more money than any other candidate in Shasta County, and all without a single maximum amount contribution. I've been supported by a grassroots We the People group of friends and family, and I thank each and every one of them. We the People is exactly who I will answer to. Please remember Chris Kellstrom when it's time to vote this June. I will represent the people, not big donors and special interest groups. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Our summer tribute lineup will keep you cool all summer long with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. From rock and roll classics to country to today's pop charts. Tickets are just $15 each, plus fees. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club, WindRiver.com, or through our Wind River app.
Must be 21 to attend.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi there, this is Erica Jones, and I am a conservative mom with deep roots here in Shasta County. I want my family, along with your family, to have the right leadership in our local schools. Judy Flores is the quality and ethical leader we need for another 4 years.
Grab your ballot and vote Judy Flores for superintendent of schools. Judy has boldly represented us at the state and local level by sending letters to the governor and legislators. She has valued school choice and expressed the importance of local control. I seriously can't thank Judy enough for getting Shasta County students back to in-person learning sooner than most schools in California. Judy Flores has my vote.
And paid for by Shasta Vote, informing voters and electing qualified candidates, supporting Bridget for district attorney, Johnson for sheriff, Darlene Allen for clerk, Flores for superintendent, Browning and Reznor for Supervisor 2022. Committee major funding from Sierra Pacific Industries and Piscanta Band of Nomlaki Indians. Not authorized by a candidate or committee controlled by a candidate.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advance Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Back. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, as recognized by the Watson Health Institute, one of the highest rated hospitals in the nation by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. I could go on and on and on. This is the number one hospital in our area, my friends. Shasta Regional Medical Centers, healing starts here. On the line is Congressman Doug Moffitt. Thank you, Congressman, for joining us. Are you there?
Good morning, good Doug.
I was just sneezing at that particular moment.
You and everybody else out here. Well, wait, you know, hey, by the way, Congressman, I told all your people it's going to be 8:15 this morning. They all agreed. They all nodded their heads. They licked and chewed like a horse will. And they said, okay. So, but thanks for calling early.
You mean because I'm always on at 808 and 800 or something like
that? I didn't want you to just get on and just have to hang. Okay, Congressman.
Well, I'm always trying to avoid that commercial blitz, you know.
Oh, okay, got it. Hey, so many things. So little time.
May you live in interesting times is really true for us, isn't it?
The latest, the Uvalde shooting. The president calling for outlawing certain types of guns, certain types of magazines, you know, all of this. What's the feeling right now?
on Capitol Hill? Is it a frenzy? Is there any type of coolness or, you know, hey, let's take a good look at this and what can be done to keep our kids safe besides just, oh, take guns away?
Well, it just renews the same narrative that's gone on with gun control, and whenever another incident like this happens, is that immediately renews it. And so it's still a disingenuous argument because, you know, let's define, well, first of all, what is gun violence? What is that? Gun violence. A gun is an inanimate object like a sword, a baseball bat, a screwdriver, a rock. You know, it has to have somebody operate it in order to do bad things. So what is the, what's the mindset of the person operating it? And for what purpose? Because, you know, there's, I don't think there's an estimated 20 million semi-automatic sporting rifles led by Americans. I don't know if that's a super accurate number, but there's a lot, you know. And so percentage-wise of how often one of those gets used, versus any other type of gun, it's really just the continued focus by Democrats, the left, the media, to disarm law-abiding Americans. Because it's always the same argument. The law-abiding people are the ones who would be expected to not buy anymore or to turn in what they have under a mandate or one of these silly gun buyback deals, what have you. So it's in a state like state of California and other areas where softer and softer on crime, they're releasing a deeper level of felons, violent crimes, sex crime people, putting them back out on the street, not having served their sentences, in some cases having their sentence discounted to one-third the time now for so-called new behavior. We're sending a completely wrong message on crime and enforcement, and horrific in our own state, for example, with so-called realignment from years ago, and then AB 109, Prop 47, Prop 57 have all contributed towards this a soft-on-crime approach. You know, steal $949 from a store, that you're going to be a misdemeanor, and the DA probably doesn't have time to deal with you. So it's really coming down to the devaluation of life as it is anyway. You know, we're at a greater level of devaluing life in this country than you've ever been. So I think, you know, the same old saw is going to be, you know, gun control, when, you know, if we can't define what a woman is, how can they even define what an assault weapon is? Every one of these things they want to label as an assault weapon is a semi-automatic rifle that they all function the same, no matter what color they are, what feature they have as far as a stock or a barrel shroud. You know, the ones you're primarily talking about are all shooting 223, one round per trigger pull. The 223 or 556, they refer to it as both. The bullet still travels the same speed, has the same impact, and it leaves the gun the same amount of time, you know, more or less than in any other. So it's a game they're playing in order to manipulate and scare people and make political pressure with the constant assault of bad information on gun control being pitched through the media.
There was just this shooting in Tulsa. This guy came in, shot his doctor, another doctor, and two other people, or another person, killed himself. He bought the gun that day. Should there be a waiting? Should there be a 24-hour from the time you apply to the time you can pick it up, at least 24 hours, do you think?
You know, what does actual science say on how a waiting period? You know, you have InstaCheck.
Yeah, I mean, you can go nationwide. In Texas, obviously in Texas and Oklahoma, you can walk in there, they do an instant check, and you can pick up the firearm. I understand that. That's good for 99% of us. But here in California, as you know, it's an onerous 10-day wait. But
99.99, you know,
yeah,
I mean, the
you're right.
Numbers are
it
very
is.
Narrow.
It is.
How many are actually used,
yeah,
compared to sales.
So, I mean, but would something like that, the guy that, you know, the other ones didn't happen that same day. They bought it, a week later, whatever. But that one day, is that something that the is that something the Democrats are going to throw out there that there's got to be a national 10-day waiting period or something?
Well, with the InstaCheck, there's also a 3-day hold available should something come up in the review that makes the buyer questionable, right? If there's something on,
yeah.
If there's something in there that puts up, I hate to use the term red flag because that's a misused and manipulated word too, but if there's some kind of thing that flags that purchase, you have the ability to have a 3-day hold, and even longer than that, if they've been unable to disprove any of the issues that have come up, you know, but there's a process for that because people aren't to be denied their Second Amendment abilities. So, but yeah, so many states do have holds as you're talking about. Chicago has as many murders per weekend as any of these so-called mass shootings. And so, uh-huh. Well, I guess why aren't we reporting Chicago over a 72-hour weekend period
as a mass
shooting every week, and they have more gun control than just about anybody, probably tied with California.
This is so, you know what, this is so difficult because the vast, vast, vast majority of people who buy guns, who own guns, who use guns, they're no threat. And unfortunately, the one that is affects everybody. You know, so, I mean, it's like, and this is just going to be this is a tough nut. This is a tough nut to crack. Hey, Congressman, we have politicals we have to play, and there's only two of them, so I'm going to take a minute and play those because they're politicals.
It's the season.
It is the season to be jolly. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, a veteran-owned business that gives the greatest haircuts. I'm going to get the congressman down there one day. Like I said, veteran-owned, discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments only, 244-9478, man's last stronghold. And this is the place. All right, we'll be right back with Congressman LaMalfa.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
The pandemic has taken a toll on our country.
The Dow plunging hundreds of points, its worst showing of the year.
A shaky economy, financial strain, all made worse by politicians trying to take advantage.
California, New York, a lot of the blue states where businesses are really struggling to find people. And so what can they do?
Homelessness. Rising crime, constitutional rights infringed upon by shutting down schools, churches, and small businesses.
There's a lot going on in the economy. There's a lot of uncertainty at the kitchen table.
Now is the time to stand up for community. Now is the time to move people forward.
I'm Kevin Cry. I'm not a politician. I'm a lifelong Shasta resident, and I don't recognize what our community has become. I'm running to lead with backbone. I'll prioritize public safety and make our community more affordable.
Our local leaders have let us down. We can do better.
Let's bring the North State back.
Paid for by committee to elect Kevin Cry, Shasta County Supervisor, District 1.
Hey, Shasta County, this is Chris Kallstrom, your Shasta County District 5 Supervisor candidate. In 2022, I hope we see some big changes, especially in our local politics. We've let career politicians and bureaucrats control our lives for far too long. I'm happy to say I am not a politician. I'm just a regular, red-blooded, hard-working, American-loving patriot who is tired of the same-o-same-o. I've worn the t-shirt for several years that says, "For evil to triumph, good men must do nothing." It's time for change, and this particular good man is going to do something. I'm Chris Kallstrom, and I look forward to earning your vote in 2022. You can reach me at 530-744-4539 or go to chriskallstrom.com to learn more. I also have a Facebook page, which is Chris Kallstrom for Shasta County Board of Supervisors, District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kallstrom, Supervisor, District 5, 2022.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bond. On the line is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Good morning, Congressman. Welcome back.
Good morning.
What's the biggest, we've got inflation, we've got gas prices. We've got, now I understand, this is the newest one. We could have food shortages by September. Are you hearing anything about that?
Been preaching it for months.
That's true.
You know, I mean, Biden, it's funny, his campaign promises, when you got candidates, you know, like all the ads you're playing and stuff, all of them out there, you know, they promise good things. And Biden has been promising food shortages and basically implying higher fuel prices because we're in this amazing transition right now of being shifted out of petroleum-powered cars, I guess, into electric cars or maybe no car or maybe bicycles. I'm not really sure. So you're asking me to pick which subject matter? Heck, we don't even have baby formula on the shelves due to FDA inaction and incompetence when they sent the Abbott company, which makes about 40% of baby formula, for a couple months, and they won't answer their questions on what they need to do to be, you know, compliant with whatever they're worried about, right? So, it's just a smorgasbord of different crises that are brought on by government incompetence. And, you know, like this thing, this Build Back Better, I think most people globally would not just leave it the blank alone, you know? So, you pick one and let's run with it. Afghanistan, Ukraine, are we managing our interest in Ukraine, or what are we doing to be on the side of Taiwan? You know, Biden promises we'll go to war if Taiwan happens. Those are foreign issues. Energy. You know, energy was just fine until these guys showed up 15 months ago or whatever it was. So, I don't know. And I hate to be the guy just sitting here sounding like, oh, that's partisan. Yeah, you don't like it because he's Democrat and Republican. I'm just saying, just look at what's on the table. Look at the evidence of how things are going. When, you know, the photograph of L.A., one L.A. station had $8 gas. Actually, you could saw the $8 figure in the sign and $9.13, I think, for diesel. That is unbelievable.
It's over $6 in Redding. There's places in Redding that's well over $6. Redding, California. For the first time in my life, I actually spent $90 to put gas into my truck. I didn't fill it up. I just couldn't put $100 worth of gas in my truck. It's a mental thing. When you talk to Democrats who are level-headed and common sense, and there are ones out there, I know, and you know it, did they ever mention the fact that they've got Biden as president, as the leader of their party?
I don't really hear anybody acknowledging that this was their great choice, you know, last in November 2020. It really was about getting some place over in there besides Trump. You know, I mean, people who were offended by Trump or hated his policies or just whatever it is, they just wanted anything to replace him, right?
Right.
And so people that check the box for anything but Trump, Biden. You know, you saw the Dems in their, in the spring of 2020 all just falling in line to say, okay, this is the guy we're going to get totally behind, when about five candidates dropped out within just a few days before that big Super Tuesday when a whole bunch of states voted at one time in the Democrat primary. They all just drank the Kool-Aid, whatever the party told them, you know, said, okay, Biden's going to be the guy. He's a nice old uncle guy, and he's moderate. He's, you know, a known quantity, not too harmful, not too scary for the American electorate. Well, the day they walked into the White House, you know, when somebody finally unlocked the door for him, the front door was locked. I don't know if you remember that in the White House, so he had to wait. But anyways, they walked in, and somebody behind the curtain was actually pulling the strings. All those executive orders he signed that day, Kamala standing there saying, basically, just sign that. What's this one? Just sign it. You know? He's not running the place. But we all know that. So it seems to be Obama holdovers that were behind Obama's curtain back at the time on how to, you know, when Obama said back there, America's a great place, now we're going to go change it. They're delivering on the promises. You know, food shortages, you said a minute ago. Why in the world should we be short on food? You know, Lake Shasta had actually water in it at the peak so far this spring than last year. There's even much less water going to agriculture this year than ever. It's amazing how things have shifted.
You know, Congressman, it's not just, you know, for the farmers. I've been reading a lot of things about, you know, where our beef comes from and what the BLM is doing to our ranchers out there, that, you know, ranchers lease BLM land to be able to raise their cattle, and how they've cut them back. And so there's going to be, you know, that's going to cost more. You know, this food shortage.
Cattle are beneficial in areas where the grazing is a helpful suppressing fire, you know, whether it's adjacent to forests, you know, certain grassy areas that a fire might run from into the forest, or even amongst the forested areas. They do a good amount of work in there on keeping fuel down, as well as providing a good protein diet for, you know, 70% of people. So, it's a whole agenda across the board, whether it's on energy, housing, what kind of car you're going to drive. They're trying to change how you live your life using regulations or pricing you out of it. You've seen how ammunition has gotten hyper-expensive during the Obama era. So people are just buying a little less or planking a little less. And less people are going to buy fuel at $6, $7, $8. You know, can you imagine people that had a big plan a few months ago of taking their RV somewhere during Memorial Day or the summer or what have you, and you're going to pump $6, $7, $8 gas into that RV? You might still do it because you don't want to disappoint your family, but you're probably your idea of driving all around the western states might be limited to driving to Elko, Nevada or something, you know. Because it's pricing. Everything's being priced out of normal families' ability to do it.
Of us middle-class people. Of us middle-class people, we've lost our buying power. We've, you know, if you're going to, like you said, if you're going to make a trip, you've got to think about, okay, I've got to add another $1,000 minimum just for gas. But you brought something else up. When I mentioned grazing, you said fires. They're saying again, this could be the worst year. What are you seeing about helping to get our arms around the timber and all the dead wood and thinning out these forests?
Very little. We had a sit down meeting with our Western Caucus folks with the head of the national head of the U.S. Forest Service and then one of the firefighting specialists for Department of Interior. Forest Service has a new 10-year plan. And the interior guy, they have a new 5-year plan. So they didn't get in sync on the number of years or putting whatever the plan is in place. And I sat there and I looked it up. You know, the Department of Interior has been around since 1849, I think it was, and Forest Service since 1876. I said to both of them, your agency's been around since 49 and yours since 76, and now you're coming up with a new 5-year or 10-year plan for managing this stuff. This isn't, you know, as they say, rocket science. It's something that should have been ongoing. You've known about fire. You've known about extreme fire for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. You've seen the inventory. You've known about lawsuits for 40 years. And you still haven't figured anything out. Why should we have any faith that this 5-year plan or 10-year plan is going to change anything for my communities that are burning in my district as well as others all around the West? And of course, there wasn't any real answer to that, just more of the double talk, run the play clock out situation. So, you know, I'm sorry to report that, they'll be talking about, we got a new plan and we're going to put some, but we need money, we need funding, and we need more personnel, like, because personnel are staying home. They're still sitting either in locked up offices, spread out, or they're not going to the office at all. And so this whole work from home thing, I think Elon Musk in bringing it out the other day is really underlining a conversation that needs to be had. You know, this COVID stuff is with us. It's not going away. You know, once it became really implanted on the shores of this country, you don't really stop a virus like that. And so everybody tried. We spent $6 trillion. Took 2 years out of our lives, wrecked the psyche of many of our kids, as well as people that, you know, a lot of people don't know how to even work anymore, or they're not incentivized to do it. So, you know, we're sending out gift cards for for $400, $600. The state says, hey, look, I can do it too. So Gavin Newsom issues $600 payments. And here's where we are, man. It's just, none of this makes any sense. It's not sustainable. It's not wise. You know, Carl, it's just, so are we going to keep voting for this stuff?
Well,
I'm looking at our statewide candidates on the California ballot, and I don't see anything close to a win there. For it's going to be a straight Democrat ticket from the U.S. Senate all the way through all the statewide offices, man. And we don't have a challenge to it because I think people are so bummed out. You know, if you had Meg Whitman's $140 million to run somebody for governor, would that make an impact? We just saw Larry Elder, who was a good guy, and he was a pretty exciting candidate last September in the recall. He lost 60-40 on the heels of Gavin Newsom's shutdown for COVID and keeping kids out of school, high energy costs, the crime wave that runs through where you see people smashing in windows in Beverly Hills and everywhere else, stealing and not being prosecuted, and the overall terrible field, California, they put them back in by 60-40. So how do you fix that when the electorate is out to lunch?
Well, it's a good thing Northern California is different. Hey, we got to take a two-minute break here.
Yes, it is. I say it again. That's a risk of sounding self-serving, but, you know, I'm hanging around with people. We went to a great barbecue last night out for the Millville Volunteer Fire Department over the Harmon Ranch there, and, you know, these are normal thinking people. They come up to me, and I'm not trying to, you know, self-promote here, but they're just saying to me, hey, Doug, thanks for just common sense and for fighting for us, man. And like, hey, I'm just doing what you do because it is common sense. So yeah, let's jump to your ad here.
Hey, Congressman, we got to take a 2-minute break to play the politicals, and we'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Okay.
Assemblywoman Megan Daly. She believes state government is failing us, and it's time to fix it.
California has the highest gas prices in the nation, and they're costing consumers billions. That's why I believe it's time to suspend the gas tax and put the money back in the pockets of hardworking Californians.
Assemblywoman Megan Daly. She believes in fighting fraud to save tax dollars.
After prison inmates collected $1 billion in unemployment, I helped pass a tough new law that will prevent those kinds of scams from happening again.
Megan Daly is endorsed by the California Professional Firefighters.
We added firefighters and improved forest management to prevent more wildfires. And I'm working hard to ensure wildfire victims recover.
The California Correctional Peace Officers support Megan Daly.
I believe to get crime under control, we need to stop releasing dangerous prisoners and hold criminals accountable.
If you believe, like Megan does, that it's time to fix state government, then re-elect Assemblywoman Megan Daly. Paid for by Megan Daly for Assembly 2022.
Hello, Shasta County. My name is Chris Kellstrom, and I'm running for District 5 Supervisor. I am not a career politician, nor do I ever want to be. In fact, when I'm elected, I will immediately push for term limits for the Shasta County Board, the current board, as well as future boards. County politics should not be a career move. Overseeing a safe, frugal, friendly, and efficient county government should be seen as a civic duty, not a decades-long employment strategy. A vote for Chris Kellstrom is a vote for term limits and a more efficient, friendly county government. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, Shasta County Supervisor, District 5. Hey, Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here, your District 5 candidate. Money is important in today's elections, and I'm happy to report that I have raised more money than any other candidate in Shasta County, and all without a single maximum amount contribution. I've been supported by a grassroots We the People group of friends and family, and I thank each and every one of them. We the People is exactly who I will answer to. Please remember Chris Kellstrom when it's time to vote this June. I will represent the people, not big donors and special interest groups. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Welcome back to P5 Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, on Monday we have Enjoy the Store at 8, but at 7 o'clock we have Eric Holder, who is running for Shasta County, Jensen, I'm sorry, what did I say, Holder? Eric Jensen running for Shasta County District Attorney would be with us at 7. So tune in. And we have Congressman Doug LaMalfa with us here for our last segment. And good morning, Congressman. And so, you know, as government, I'm sitting here and I'm looking at the wall. Has government gotten just, is it just too big for anybody to have control of our federal government?
Well, it's, I mean, if we had a government that was held in check by politicians that believe in that, it would probably be the right size of government, I suppose, if it was focused. If we had the Forest Service focused on managing forests, if we had a highway system that was being built towards accessibility and being in good repair to move people and goods and such, it theoretically could work, right? But when we're spending more than it should, than we should for a hammer for a, you know, a military aircraft, you know, that old saw, it is out of control. And when we think we're going to hand out government money, which is taxpayer money, which is earned by the sweat of the brow of normal people, to placate and make everybody feel good. You know, we're talking about these gift cards that they're handing out to Newsom in order to have people catch a break at the gas pump. They want to send a $400 card out to every family that has one or two cars registered in their name, each one for each car, I guess.
Whether it's electric or not.
Whether it's electric, yeah, listen to that for a minute. If you have an electric car, you'll still get this gas gift card, and they just don't care. It doesn't have to make any logic, because they want to send something out. They're going to have to create a new bureaucracy to come up with all these cards and, you know, go to the DMV files and pull it out. Yeah. It's sort of like the ballots they sent out indiscriminately with every name that there was in the voting files back in 2020 that gone back for 20 years, people that are deceased or don't live at this address, don't live in the state, they still send a ballot out to all of them. We've heard the anecdotes where, you know, people receiving 3 and 4 ballots at their apartment or 2 or 3 at their house from people that no longer live. You know, so government is not getting the job done. Government needs to be smaller and let the private sector do what it can do best. You know, you see Elon Musk with SpaceX and things like that. He's basically bypassed NASA's, NASA maybe being defunded, or maybe NASA can't get out of its own way. You know, he put a lot of hard work and investment into getting these systems that seem to be working pretty good. We were relying on Russian spacecraft, just like we're relying on a portion of Russian, 7% of our oil was coming from Russia until this recent shutdown, which, hey, I support that. You know, we can make up for that 7% easily with what we have, but, you know, Biden shutting down the leases and not issuing the drill permits. So government needs to be smaller because it doesn't know what it's doing. It's a 9-to-5 while all of us are 24/7 for our families, for our businesses, for our properties, whatever it is.
Hey, Congressman, this is my last question, then I'll give the rest of the time to you. With the Republicans taking over the House of Representatives, what impact, I should say, would the Republicans taking over the House of Representatives and the Senate have? Since you still have
the
a Democrat like Biden.
The focus will, instead of messaging bills or pie-in-the-sky bills, the focus will turn immediately towards legislating and appropriating tax dollars towards things that will bring immediate relief to the American public here. It's going to be a focus on energy. It's going to be a focus on trying to keep food on the shelves. It'll be a focus on bringing production back to the U.S. Why is 90% of our pharmaceuticals made in China? With as dependent as so many people are on antibiotics or pain medicine or this or that, if China decided, we're cutting off all of it for a period of time, imagine how, you know, as dependent as some folks are on this stuff, how bad that would be, you know? So it says bring it back home to the U.S. It says America first, and that's what it's going to be. America first doesn't mean everybody else nothing. We still are allies to our, you know, the people we're aligned with in NATO, with Japan, with Taiwan, and all those. And even Ukraine, okay? You know, people say, why aren't we doing this with Ukraine? Well, because they're aligned with Western values. They're moving in that direction. They would like to be a Western country. They ask to be in NATO. They want to be part of the EU and things like that. So we should embrace that. We've embraced that with other countries and other regimes. Are they a perfect regime? No. They have corruption? Yes, they've had corruption. But we shouldn't be really casting any first stones, because we're not without corruption in this country and in this state either. You know, you got people in politics, you're going to have funny business, right? So when they see those giant troughs full of money moving around and the power that goes with that, you're going to get that. So I think we need to continue to aid as Ukraine as feasible and as practical as possible, and see where this goes, because the way they've balled up the Russian bear on this thing is pretty amazing. So I know I'm not advocating we send troops over there or start a war directly with that, but doggone it, we need to take a stand, because when we had that mess we had in Afghanistan under Biden and all the other things that are projecting weakness around the world, you know, or sieve of a border we have where anybody can come across pretty much. I've been down there, right down to Yuma. They just walk right past all of us, members of Congress and the press and even the law enforcement. They just walk right on past. Go get on a shuttle bus where they're going to get taken somewhere and get processed. If they have to walk too far, the shuttle bus drives a few miles down the border, picks them up, and brings them back to the processing center. What a joke we have there. Meanwhile, we're walking past all the steel there that would help fill just gaps that we have in the fence there. You just fill some of the gaps, and it makes it that much easier. So border's a big thing. The energy, we can't talk about that enough, because everything relies on energy. So Republicans are going to get right back to work on these basic things that people are asking for and have always had until this debacle we've had federally for the last, 17 months, whatever, however long it's been, these guys have been in there. As far as California, I don't know how to fix California when we keep returning the same people. The urban areas keep returning the same type of thinking to Sacramento. So, our state legislators that are the Republicans have to really hold firm and keep messaging. And, could there be a miracle this fall on some of these elections? Maybe. But we'll have to see. People have to turn out. They have to vote and be part of the process after the vote, saying, look, we demand differently. But the Democrats in charge at both levels, federal and Sacramento, are brazen enough. They don't seem to care because they don't think there's a threat to them and their job or anything. I think at congressional level, they're pretty much concluded they're probably going to lose the House. So they're trying to advance as much of the agenda as they can until January 2 while they can advance it and get this stuff permanently in place. When they get it permanently in place, we don't ever seem to be able to get rid of it, such as all the bad pieces of Obamacare and previous programs that Democrats have put in that become rights, that become, untouchable. And so when the programs fail, when they run out of money, when they don't become unsustainable because they add too much to it and it doesn't stay focused on the original concept, we're stuck with it forever. So the Democrats want to do these things, whether it's going to be manipulating elections, putting in more social programs that become permanent in the next, few months before they lose the House and or the Senate. They're going to try getting rid of the filibuster in the Senate and passing some of this stuff while they have all three branches with Biden in the White House and the House and the Senate. So watch for that. The gun control issue. They're talking about getting rid of the filibuster on that, making it only a simple 51 vote instead of 60 votes, which means you have to talk to Republicans about whatever it is you're going to talk about. So it'll be quite a bit different. Take the January 6th commission nonsense. Republicans aren't maybe inclined to get rid of that January 6th commission. They're going to refocus the questions on what did Pelosi know? When did she know it? Why did she not focus on having the Capitol secure when they had intel and they could have brought a handful of National Guard troops in and the Capitol would have never had a problem? They ignored that. The mayor of D.C. ignored that with her law enforcement. Even the Pentagon didn't want to send people over there because of the visual, because of the, not having that view. Well, the visual the next 6-8 months was double rings of fence around the U.S. Capitol, and people still can't hardly go in there to view their Congress in action or go to committees and such like that without having to get, major permission to get past the guards and such. So that's my long answer on all this stuff.
Okay. The oil companies are, I read a whole lot of stuff about oil companies making larger profits than ever before. And you know what? Statistics can mean anything. When you see something like that, what do you think about that?
I'm not going to point there first because it's Democrat policies that are causing that. It's supply and demand. And we're seeing the futures. I was looking at some figures on that. Futures on petroleum is going up. So that means they're locking in the prices for as long as those futures contracts are hanging there. If, let's say everybody just quit using gas and oil tomorrow, just said no summer driving We're going to do a better job of commuting with other people to work. We're just cutting out as much driving as possible. And then let's say the demand went way down. Well, if they're locking in these futures prices, there's a whole bunch of people stuck with contracts for oil that keep the price up. So I don't know. We need to figure out if there's some way to have a holiday on these guys even doing futures trading without using the heavy hand of government. But, you know, so everybody wants to point to, everything's the fault of oil companies or the utility or this or that. No, government does plenty of things to screw this up. It is a reflection of perceived supply right now or perceived supply in the future that affects pricing. When you cut off a bunch of supply or the ability, oil companies have to think ahead of the curve, ahead of time. When they, you know, they say, oh, we got all these leases, you guys aren't using them. Yes, because EPA or others are not issuing the actual drilling permits to where you actually drill for it and get it out of the ground, you know. And so if they're not giving the permits, then they're not getting the stuff. If they're not completing the pipeline, you're not getting, you know, the supply shipped to where you need it. And so it's the same thing here. When we're not letting farmer water flow to farm, let's just take rice, okay? I'm a rice grower, so normally at a full normal year, about 540,000 acres of rice are planted in California. And so this year, it's going to be about half of that. So 250,000 acres just not grown. And so, well, we don't need rice. We can use wheat, or we can use oats, or we can use some other we'll eat something else. Well, you do that to every other commodity, you start running out of food. And so when you go to the stores, you find more and more empty shelves. Just take the toilet paper debacle of a year and a half ago, apply that to food. Biden's promising food.